Greetings, Oral Underworld. Today is Monday, 7th of January, and mostly sunny morning here in Oroville on 21 degrees Celsius, and we can expect sunny day ahead of us with temperatures from low 19 to high 28. As you may already know, the initial nomination period for the main working group selection process ended on 21st of December. Nevertheless, the study group, together with the Resident Assembly Service, felt the need to reopen it and extend until Thursday, 10th of January. And they're saying that the fact is that they have not received enough nominations until then in order to hold a selection process that adequately represents the community at large. So they are inviting you to participate. However, the week will be buzzing with a collaborative planning session between 7th to 12th of January at Unity Pavilion. The Interface team of L'Avenir d'Oroville would like to invite your participation in this session, and the objective is to work from our collective intelligence and intuition on how to bring the purpose of Oroville into our life, built environment and organization. As we look for answers, we also are aware that there have been multiple attempts in the last decades, leaving us with another question: why have we not been able to translate this output into action? In the humble attempt to go beyond just another workshop from Oroville and city planning, the work methodology and process is designed to give importance to both the challenges. And there are two types of session planned. One would be hands-on planning charrette on January 8, 9 and 10 between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with focus work with a team of 25 to 30 residents, engaged professionals and working groups who play key roles in the planning and nurturing of cities built and natural environment and governance. These sessions are by invite only. And then open participatory sessions on January 8 and 10 between 3 to 6 p.m. with presentations from the visiting team and collaborative planning session designed for reaching out the larger community for their voice and laying the grounds for their commitment, active involvement for the future. And on those, they count on enthusiastic participation of many Orovillians as possible. And on Saturday 12 at 5 p.m., it will be a final presentation. Please listen also to the interview with Anita and Andreas von Zado. Today at 7 p.m. at our remote yoga space, the Vision of Kabir, presented by Professor Sedev Kumar and Ruma Chakravarti, a musician and music therapist. On Tuesday, 8th of January at 6 p.m. at Dippenham School Amphitheater, The Firebird, an interactive performance by an art studio for kids from Russia, Moscow. All children are welcome to participate in this show based on a famous Russian fairy tale. The presentation will be followed by a film about Igor Stravinsky's The Firebird Ballet. On Wednesday, 9th of January, from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Oroville Village Action Group in Irumbay Main Road, we are invited to Pongo celebration. Representatives of the Women Federation will pour their freshly harvested rice into a typical pot that it will be cooked with jaggery, cinnamon and cashew nuts. And the celebration will continue with typical Pongo songs, dances and games. For the end of the week, on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Light in Darkness, a journey in the world through original poetry, photos and music with creator and performer Hamish and directed by Fifth and Multimedia Christoph in Kripa at 7:45 p.m. And on Friday 11 at 6:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, Carnatic Classical Meditation on Raga, Veena and Mirudragan with Bruno and Jiva. And also on Friday, but at 8 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center, launching of the CD, The Dance of Life, songs by Jivatman, accompanied with Jivat, Matt and Holger. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "Why are we on earth? To find the divine who is in each of us and in all things." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.